time for Face Your Feedback. So, over the last few days, there have been many articles written in many of the, shall we say, right-wing newspapers? Let's just say the tabloids, OK? Written about Gemma Atkinson after a night out at the weekend. For example, this is a headline from the Sun newspaper from yesterday. Gemma Atkinson shows off her weight loss after juice diet retreat by stepping out in a skin-tight pink dress. As you can imagine, these kind of articles obviously showcase the pictures and are very flattering pictures as well. However, we're more interested in the comments underneath these articles. For some reason, people feel compelled to put their inane opinions at the bottom, and we just love to confront them by facing the feedback.
That's true. And can I just say, I haven't lost weight by doing a juice in it and retreat. I've been grafting for 3 months in the gym round the corner from here, as you guys know. You can't just juice and be thin.
Yeah, the smell in the studio confirms this, everyone.
Right, let's have some comments. Okay. What are people saying on the websites about
Fred
you?
Fred in London. I say, she looks adorable, doesn't she? Can't understand a word she says, but she's an absolute darling. That's not bad.
No, they get worse. Read on.
Oh, okay. Eliath, 28 in London. I just don't see the fuss. Sorry, but she looks like she needs a good wash.
She does.
I'm going to defend
fair,
you.
I probably did because we rushed from Liverpool to get to that night out. We were late. Our table were booked for 8. We didn't get there till 9:30. So I probably did need a wash by the time I got there.
I'm going to defend Gemma on this one. Gemma has a shower every time she goes to the gym. So about 7 showers a day.
But I'm the only one who showers out of us 3 in the morning.
That's true.
You two have one when you get home.
No, I don't have one then either.
Okay, what's this one? Epicure Mammon. Epicure Mammon. This one's quite funny. So that's what Hunter from Gladiators is up to these days.
Aruga.
I'll take that. Okay. It just gets on my... This is... Her stylist desperately needs a stylist. She looks awful. Aww. I don't have a stylist. Who does she think I am? Madonna? Just me mate.
Give us one more.
Julie Potts. Oh. She's always been overweight, with a face like a hamster with its cheek pouches full, and she will be again within a month. Can I just say, that's fine for Julie to say, but she just left a picture and look at her. Oh my days, Julie. Sounds like she's found a stash of my calendars in her husband's garage.
Why don't you just stop complaining about Julie and get back on your wheel?
Yeah. I'm just going to go and eat and cry in the corner.
Oh, these comments, when people slag you off and stuff on these websites, it doesn't really affect you, does it?
Oh, gosh, no. It's not the only opinions of people that affect me is my mum's, my family and my close friends, because I value their opinion. For someone to affect me, I have to value them. And if it's a stranger like Julie Potts, I don't care. I'll fix your face.
What's just happened?
Wow.
I've gone on Bruno Mars.
You just turned like a lady from Alabama.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
It's 7:57 on Q103. That's Gemma Atkinson facing her feedback. Right, phone lines open now if you'd like.